Joining me now in the studio is Chris Burton, the Vice Chair of Rail Future East Anglia Branch. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
But is it actually a good afternoon? Rail fares going up again. Do you welcome this or not?
Well, I'll be very environmentally correct to say I came here by bike.
By bike. Well, that's good news.
No, it is. I mean, to be serious, it is a big shock, and I would agree entirely, Rail Future would agree entirely with Stephen Joseph's sentiment expressed a few moments ago, that it is unfair, it is too much, and really they do need to look at the whole business of fares, because not only are they high, they are complicated business for everyone, and people who have to get to work are just sort of what I would call hostages to steel. They have to travel on the rails, they have to travel in the trains.
Yes, the old iron horse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, I was a commuter for a long time. I used to go into London very, very regularly. Not every day, fortunately, and I used to drive about the country as well, but even in those times, I always used to pick my train from Royston to be the one that was slightly slower where I could guarantee to get a seat. Nothing's changed.
No, I don't think it will. I mean, there always is a problem in funneling all the people who want to go, in our case, to London. But if you're outside Manchester or Leeds, other big places, and Birmingham, similar problem. You can only get so many trains on the track at any one time. It's a question of capacity. How many coaches do you have on them? And you don't have more coaches than the length of the platforms will accommodate. There's a whole lot of problems. But the question of the actual cost of the ticket, the Treasury has already committed to expenditure. We are going to see benefits from that here in Cambridgeshire. In fact, Peterborough and Huntingdon St Neots already are, with Thameslink units that were built in Germany gradually coming in now, and we'll see them here in Cambridge and Royston and around that as this year progresses. So that'll be a big investment. It will also herald the beginning of Thameslink, which actually really will be a fundamental change, to be able to get on a train in Cambridgeshire, or certainly in Cambridge and just south of here, and go right the way through to Gatwick Airport to be getting a flight.
Because that's not the easiest place in the world to get to either.
Whichever way you go, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Very dangerous to cycle too.
I was going to say, look, I mean, it's pretty obvious that the rail network is fairly dated and even possibly in many ways unfit for purpose. I was talking to the digital minister, Matt Hancock, earlier on in the week, and they're putting down this high intensity fibre optic so you can use your Wi-Fi on the train. I mean, really? When you've got the trains there that need sorting out in the first place?
Yeah. Well, of course, some of them think that will actually change commuting, but you know, that's not exactly the latest technology.
No, and it
doesn't. Good bandwidth has been available certainly around here for quite a while. And you've still got just as many people travelling to London. It's arguable whether you'd have had more had you not had the bandwidth, but I'm not going there because I don't have statistics.
Listen, the rail fare, it's high, generally speaking, on a daily basis, on an individual basis, on an annual season ticket basis. Is it becoming unaffordable?
That's a difficult one to argue because there's no conclusive evidence of that. The number of travellers have dropped. Well, it's chopped as far as the income is concerned, have dropped over the last 2 years. But don't forget, we've had major commuting problems south of the Thames with the industrial disputes. That has lost a lot of money. And the Treasury has committed itself to spending on various things. It wants that income stream maintained. I imagine that's part of the reason. Very interesting that neither the Chancellor nor the Minister of Transport, the Secretary for Transport, to give him his proper title, has appeared on TV or radio, I think, to talk about this yet. I may be wrong there, but he wouldn't go on the Today programme this morning, and the Chancellor, of course, is never approached, although it is his department that determines what the income stream is going to be.
Do you think passengers really will feel the benefit of this rise in fares in terms of development, rolling stock, infrastructure, everything else?
Well, we will be feeling the benefit of rises in fares over the past 5 years with this big project of Thameslink coming in. There's some big plans north of Cambridge. Cambridge North has come on the stream, and that will gradually grow over the years as businesses, they hope, migrate to it. But that's always happened with stations in business active areas, and then we've got the business of sorting out Ely so that you can have more trains running north of Cambridge. That all requires money, and a lot of that money is already committed. Well, to commit money and then suddenly discover your income stream, it wasn't quite what you expected. I can begin to see where some of the politicians are coming from, but they really ought to get up and be honest about it, and all of them have been pretty evasive. It doesn't matter which side of the spectrum they come from.
So the bottom line is, locally, because of the development in the stations, we actually probably will see a benefit from that increase.
I'm sure we will. I have no doubt about that. Whether we consider it value for money is a moot point.
That is another question entirely. Chris Burton, Vice Chair of Rail Future East Anglia's branch, thank you very much for joining me this afternoon.